isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Isikhathi half past 7, siyalambulela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolesihlanu mhlaka 30 Mbimbitho 2018 negama nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Isikhelani likhiphu liphasika alisha kakhulu asila mali siyathengisa umakhokho abasithathila amabhasi aphuma agcwala kude abantu abasebenzi.
Ulu weZimbabwe umanyana lamanye amazwe omhlaba angamakholwa ayesiKristu ekunanzeni ikhefu lephasika kodwa kobulawayo bakhala ngokuswelakala kwemali. Ummeli welemelika eZimbabwe uambasada Harry Thomas uthi kuzathatha isikhathi eside ukuthi umnotho welizwe leZimbabwe uthuthuke. Kuhlelo woza Friday kungephasika kunje seleqembu lembube indosakusa elidume kakhulu ngomculo wesiqathamiya lokucula ingoma zokholo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa emsakazweni weStudio 7. UZulu umanyane laba kwamanye amazwe omhlaba angamakholwa esiKristu ekunanzeni ikhefu lephasika lapho abaningi abahle bathatha lelo thuba lokuba le mbuthano yemuli ingaba imitshado ukulobola lokunye okuninginengi. Kodwa uZulu kobulawayo uthi ukuswelakala kwemali kwenze ukuthi behluleke ukuya emakhaya loba ukuya kwethekelela izihlobo labangane kwamanye amadolobho. UBathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Iphasika iqale namhla kodwa iqale uZulu weZimbabwe ebhekane lohlupho oluqhubekela phambili olokusweleka kwemali lemisebenzi. Uphenyo olwenziwe yiStudio 7 eRenkini luveze ukuba laloba amabhasi ephuma esiya emaphandleni lakwamanye amadolobho uZulu ubamba ngamandla ukuya ekhaya. Omunye wabakade beserenkini ezedlulela nje umnumzana Mayibongwe Khumalo uthi yena uyehlulekile ukuya ekhaya ngaleli khefu ethi uswele imali.
Isikhelani likhefu liphasika alisha kakhulu asila mali siyathengisa umakhokho abasithathila amabhasi aphuma agcwala kude abantu abasebenzi khonoke sikuthula okuncane sisize ukuphathisa imali asiyitholi abantu bathe amaico cash ifunela ico cash awula mali. Hayi, siyangicela ukuthi uhulumende engathi engasisekela lathi asizile ukuhle uZulu weZimbabwe.
Omunye njalo umnumzana Gilbert Ncube uthe ikhefu bayalibona kodwa uhlupho lokusweleka kwemali lubathwalise nzima.
Into ezenzakalayo ukuthi nje namhlanje ngale amaswayifayo kulohlupho amakhadi kahambi kahle network yala so abantu abalakhesh. So into ezenzakala sicela nje angathi kuya improve into zamakhesh uhulumende asincede kakhulu kazi. Ngoba lati kunje singabantu esingasebenzi esithembile abantu abanjani abasebenza ukuthi nqabe thole lati siyathola.
Umnumzana Give Mozondo uthi yena wehlulekile ukuya ekhaya ngokuswela imali ethi amapholisa kakhansili ayabahlukuluza nqabe thengisa.
Uhluphe endlalo ngale mali ngoba kathi singehlulekile ekhaya nqa ukuthi ikhesha ngikuthola angisebenzi ngapha la makhokho emsebenzi lothi esebenza ababuya bazosihlukumeza. So sesisule ukuthi siphile njani thina. Hayi, phasikele njengoba nje ngikhona lapha ikho ukudla kwakhona bavela ngelanye iplan engayenza.
Umama osebenzela erenkini endala kobulawayo uMadlamini uthe ikhefu leli liphansi njalo ibhizimusi liphansi ethi bebekhangelele ukuthi inzuzo izaba phezulu kodwa akunjalo.
Ikhefu leli liphansi. Abantu abahambi njengenjayelo. Ibhizinisi liphansi. Besikhangele ukuthi maybe inzuzo zizaba phezulu kodwa akuhambi.
ukungasebenzi kukaZulu kobulawayo kanye lokusweleka kwemali emabhanga kudumaza amakhefu amaningi. Iningi likaZulu liyazisebenza njalo lisuka likhethe ukuthi lizisebenzele emabhizimusini abo kulokuthi bahlale kumbe bavakathe. Amabhizimusi amaningi abevuliwe uZulu eziqhubela imisebenzi ehlukeneyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Umeli wele Melika eZimbabwe uAmbassador Harry Thomas uthi kuzathatha isikhathi eside ukuthi umnotho welizwe leZimbabwe uthuthuke. Uthi kumele leZimbabwe libhadale izikwelede njalo lingadlalisi imali ngokuthenga impahla elentengo ephezulu enjengezimota zeziphathamandla zikahulumende. Uthi amanye amazwe eMpumalanga aphumelele ngokulwisana lokungethembeki lokunye okufanayo okwenza athuthuke ngemfanelo aze abhidlizwe ngohulumende ababe bengenzi kahle umsebenzi. U-Ambassador Thomas Jr. obesebenzela eZimbabwe okweminyaka emithathu ukhangelelwe ukugqiba umsebenzi ekupheleni kukambimbitho. Nanko okunye akwethulele umsakazo weStudio 7.
It's going to be a long road, and I think we need to make that clear. You don't get out of the debts overnight. But it's simple. You pay off your debt to not only the international financial institutions, but private banks, or you reschedule them.
Kumele sikhulume iqiniso ukuthi kuzathatha isikhathi eside ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lithuthuke ngemfanelo. Kodwa kulula nje lokhu ngoba okumele kwenziwe ukuthi kubhadalwe izikwelede. Lapha ngikhuluma ngezikwelede zamabhanga amakhulu amazwe wonke omhlaba jikelele. Nxa kusehlula ukuthi kubhadalwe izikwelede lezi, kumele kukhulunyiswane lamabhanga la ukwenzela ukuthi kungahluphi ukubhadala izikwelede lezi. Kuqakathekile lokho kakhulu, njalo ukukhuluma lamankampani azimele wodwa lakho kuqakathekile.
You've seen the Asian Tigers, you've seen Rwanda. All of them adopted the same thing. They made it easy for foreign and domestic investors to come in. They got rid of corruption. They made opportunity.
Sakubona lokhu emazweni aseMpumalanga. Sakubona njalo lokhu kusenzakala elizweni leRwanda. Amazwe wonke la enza wabalula ukuthi osomabhizimusi wakwamanye amazwe babe lentshukuntshu yokuvula amafektali emazweni abo. Balwisana lokungethembeki, balungisa imigwaqo lokunye okufanayo kusenzelwa ukuthi impahla ethengwayo yehle intengo yayo.
These are things that we believe Zimbabwe will have to do.
Sibone ngani lokhu yikho okumele kwenziwe kwele Zimbabwe ukwenza ukuthi ilizwe leli lithuthuke.
To no longer be a society where government officials were rent seekers or got wealthy through patronage or
akwenzi ukuthi kube lelizwe lezigilamkhuba ezigambula umnotho welizwe zisenzela ukuzinothisa zona. Akulunganga ukuthi batshontshele uZulu ngokuthenga izimota ezidula okumangalisayo abantu bona behluphela.
Alo-ke bekungu-Ambassador Harry Thomas Jr. umeli wele Melika eZimbabwe obexoxa leStudio 7 ekhonapha eWashington DC.
Yebo mthwakazi omuhle, belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngomvulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu. Lingakhuthwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930-6065-15460 laku 13860 kHz ku short wave. Lingakhohlwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa obeFacebook kukhasi leVOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolwesithathu langolwesihlanu kusukela ngo-4:15 PM kusiya ku-5 PM. Lilakho njalo kusixhuma kuWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 001-202-465-0318. Ngenani njalo kuFacebook kukhasi lethu ele-VOA Ndebele.
Abethekelela eZimbabwe ngesikhathi sekhefu lePhasika bakhala ngokuphuziswa emngceleni ikakhulu kwabatshayelayo. Intatheli izindaba eStudio 7 uMartin Ngwenya ube phakathi kwamakhulu angene eZimbabwe ngomngcele wePlumtree wasiqoqela udaba olulandelayo.
Iningi lezethekeli belicabanga ukuthi lizathola suku lenguquko ngendlela ekakhulu inhlanganiso yobuthanisa imithelo eyeZimbabwe Revenue Authority iZimbra eqhuba ngayo ibhizimusi emngceleni. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi uhulumeni kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ethembisa ukuthi sebelungise konke uze bakhange abamabhizimusi ngaphansi komkhankaso obethwa ngamazwi akhe athi iZimbabwe is open for business. Kodwa akula ukutshengisa ukuthi iZimbabwe ivuliwe kwezebhizimusi uma kwenzakala emngceleni kuyiso isibonelo. Noma nje indlela ibe ingamide kangako ngolwesine kukhangelelwa ukuthi kube ukuqala kwekhefu lePhasika izethekeli ziqede phose amahola amathathu ukuthi zidindise incwadi zamapassport lokuthola incwadi zokungena lemota ezama-temporary import permit iTIP. Abanye bathi kumceke ukuthi iZimbabwe ayingeke ikhange izethekeli uma emngceleni abantu bengaphathiswa amasinya njalo langothando. Umnumzana Thamu Banda laye unengwe isidensi sabasebenza emngceleni esithi bayaphuza ukuphathisa isihambi.
Ukudindisa i-passport takes time, even is more i-process in the border is so long, so even when people want to come and invest base be demotivated at the end of the day.
Unkosazana Shungi Ndlovu uthi kuyadanisa ukuthi amazwi okuthi Zimbabwe is open for business awuhambelani lokwenzakala emngceleni.
Boda engikwenze lapha ukuhamba ngisiyazama ukubhadalela imota ngiphenduke ukuyadindisa i-passport lokho kusiba slow ngamandla. Ngemva kwalokho imota ivalelwe ngale ngu-security guard ngiphinde ngibuyele futhi ngizame ukuthi ngiyethatha imota isikhathi ngigcine sibende more than 3 hours ngihlezi ngiseboda. Manje how can iZimbabwe be open for business?
Njalo okudanisa izivakashi ukuthi amakhadi abo ebhanga avela phandle kwamanye amazwe awasebenzi kufunakala imali uqobo. Abafana lo mnumzana Nkazimulo Dube bathi lokho kumele ngabe uhulumende omutsha siwakulungisa.
Danisa lokho esikubonayo lapha nxa sifika kweZimbabwe ezithi zikhona apha eborder sithwala nzima ukuthi siswipe bathi they cannot accept ama visa card but basically sisasebenzisane. Asikho lokho kade sikukhangelele njengabe sithi kule new dispensation. We expecting these things from the old administration but khanya kungela mahluko kangako.
Esinye isisebenzi seZimbra sivumile ukuthi indlela abaphathisa ngayo isihambi ikakhulu abatshayeli iyaphuza ngakho bazadlulisela umlayezo kwabakhulu. Iningi lesihambi belitshengisa ukunengeka ngendlela akade bephathiswa ngayo kulokukhonona kodwa izisebenzi zomncele azikutshayanga ndiva. NginguMartin Ngwenya oyindaba zeStudio 7 ngiseBlumtree.
Siyabonga Martin Ngwenya. Kunjalo nje ukuxoxozela kwezihambi okwenzakala emngceleni weBridge Border Post kucatshangelwa ukuthi kungaba kubangelwa ukuthathwa umfanekiso okwenziwa esinye isisebenzi somngcele lo eSouth Africa esabonakala sizilibazisa kumakhale khukhwini sisemsebenzini. Kusukela izolo bekuminyene emngceleni lo kucelele South Africa okubikwa izisebenzi zogatsha lwe-immigration bezisebenzela okumnenge. Abanye babikwa bethethe amahola afika phose ithumi bemelele ukudindelwa ama-passport abo. Kodwa ngakucelele eZimbabwe kubikwa kungela kuxokozela. Isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa mnumzana Cassius James Manampofu uthi okungaba kubangela ukuxokozela lokhu kumbaxambili. Kesimuzwe echasisa.
Ya ngathi kule ghost show South African side abantu bathatha isikhathi esibithi bakhiyele amaphepha kulezinto eziyi-2 ezikhala ngathi zivangele lokho. Eyakuqala yakhona bayaprotesta abantu beSouth Africa eborder khona lama-immigration officials ngento yenziwa abantu eZimbabwe. Kule sithombe abasithaka omunye umama wayesemsebenzini ozo into ayenza ayingalunganga kodwa wathatha isithombe wasifaka ku-intanethi umaona wagcina ngathi ku-suspension pending ukuthi kwesikhathi aseexoxa umsebenzi. So abanye abagazanye bajabule ngoba kunengi okuzinzakala eborder beyosiza abantu beZimbabwe labangena amaphepha esikhathi bebasiza. Kodwa-ke into abayenzayo i-right na kodwa kathi seyi-backfire ngoba lowo mama lowo wayesemsebenzini wabonakala esiba ku-WhatsApp esikhathi somsebenzi engasizabantu ngendlela basebenzisaa ufacebook ukuya WhatsApp ufacebook iministri yakubone hhayi cina ihambe yasiza khona ngalo. Enye indaba futhi ebangela khonokho iyahambelana layona le kule corruption ekhona ebhoda. So khanya ngathi iminista ye-home affairs umele sigigaba uthumele ama-officials amanye asuka emathawuni anjengabopitoli akhona ngalo. So sokungathi into yakhona abantu bebhoda khona lo abesenzela into abe-immigration i-substance side ayibaphathi kahle ngoba bebesida ngezikhathi zolezo. So laba ababuyile ababathembi babesawo. So yindlela engathi bayadingisela ngayo naleyo.
Sizwa kuthiwa abanye kade sebefuna ukuthi baye ekhaya ngesikhathi lesi sekhefu lephasika bagcine besebenzisa eminye imingcele ngenxa yokwesaba ukuyahlala isikhathi. Uke wakuzwa yini khona?
Ya ngibonile khona kusukela izolo ngoba mina isikhathi esiningi ngisePretoria lapha kodwa ngiseze Rustenburg North West Province. Uhambeni kwami ngo-N4 ngisuka ePretoria ngisiya eRustenburg lokuyajika engikwenza izolo ngibona imoto eziningi ebezikhomba ukuthi zithwele impahla ziyakhonala. Sacondela abantu esisebenzela ukuthi abantu ababalekela into esebhoda yebelgi njengoba kuthatha isikhathi kubakliye so bathatha ibhoda yeBotswana baye beyasevela eBotswana yiyo indlela eqinisetenziswa abanye abayenza ukuthi abaqinise becabanga lokuthi badike ebhoda yebelgi khonaso basiqinisele ingalani ke lokho.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Cassius Ajays Simana Mpofu isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala eSouth Africa ubekhuluma ecingweni esePretoria khonale eSouth Africa. Good Life Talk lamuhla sixoxa ngekhefu lephasika ukuthi lingaba lilinanza njani lapho elikhona. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Yesi khangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe. Ibutho lomanyano lemelika leSyria libikwa lilahlekelwe ngamalunga alo amabili kwalimalaka kubi abahlanu ngolesine ntambama. Amapolisa kwele Brazil abikwa ebophe abantu abambalwa izolo abalobudlelwano lomongameli Michel Temer walelo lizwe ngamacala enkohlakalo lapho umongameli anakanelwa ukuthi uyafumbathiswa ukuze anikeze abangani bakhe imisebenzi yamakontrakti kahulumende ikakhulu esitishini sezikepe esikhulu salelo lizwe. Izakhamizi zebulilima West ezansi emaNdebeleni zithi ziyemukela ibandla leZaphu ngoba liyinsika njalo bayajabula ngokuba umongameli walo okwamanje umnumzana Dumiso Dabengwa umi labo laloba ebhekane lobunzima adlula kibo. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Ibandla leZaphu seliqalile ukuhamba likhankasela ukuba livotelwe kukhetho oluzayo njalo izakhamizi zakondolwane zihlangene emhlanganweni emavinkilini akobhuthe bathi ibandla leZaphu baza kumalalo kukhetho oluzayo ngoba bayinsika ezweni njalo bayazi ukuba abantu bafunani. Isakhamuzi sakondolwane kuward 9 unkosazana Soneni Sibanda uthi ujabule ngokuhlangana njalo labakhokheli bebandla leZaphu ngoba kuyilo ibandla abaqala lalo ezombangazwe.
Ngibongile kakhulu ngenhlanganiso le evela kobulawayo ikhuluma ngezinto zonke esifanele ukuthi sizenze ngoba bakhuluma ngokuthi sikhumbule ekhaya besiswele ukuthi singenzani siphakathi laphakathi siqhamalazile kodwa imfundo yabo isichele sisile ngoba besiswele ukuthi atizaphu yayangaphi.
Umnumzana Athwele Ndlovu ongenela umhlangano kondolwane uthi sebeqalile ukuhlela inkokheli abaza kumalazo ebulilima West kukhetho oluzayo njalo bazasebenza gadalala ukuze umbuso uze ezabelweni.
Namhlanje bese lomhlangano kobhuti owezaphu. Lomhlangano ube impumelelo enkulu lapho besihlela khona ama candidate wethu. Kusukela ku councilor kusiya ku MP, silungiselela ukhetho oluzayo. Ngempela silesiqiniseke ukuthi lonyaka iBulilima West izothathwa yizaphu.
Esinye njalo isakhamuzi seBulilima West uBanda Moyo okhangelele ukuba ngu councilor uthi engajabula uma abantu bengasebenza gadalala, njalo uyajabula uzasebenzela abantu.
Mina ngajabula kakhulu uma singasebenza mpela sibuyele ekhaya ngobuningi. Lapha izidingo zabantu bakithi azikho, kodwa ke hayi amathambo ayavuka. Ngiyabona kubongela lamadoda azinika isikhathi bazofika eBulilima West. SebuLilima West manje njengoba ngikhuluma. Angijabule kakhulu for the first time lami siba le rally nje lami ngikhona. So ngizimisela ukuseva lama bantu bakithi bangikhethe as a councillor. I'm sure zasebenzela uzaphu nabantu.
Ibandla lezaphu kuliviki liveze imanifesto yabo kobulawayo bethi bakhangelele ukuyangena kukhetho oluzayo bejonge ukuba bengangena embusweni abantu bazibuse ngaphansi wombuso wezabelo okuyinto abayilwela empini. Kondolwane eBulilima West izakhamuzi zakhona zichaze ukuba basekela ibandla lezaphu ngoba kuyilo elaletha inkululeko kuthi la amanye amabandla akhona ezweni ayabakhohlwa bengangena embusweni. Ngimele iStudio 7 iseBulilima West, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kwezemidlalo, intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo Joseph Njanji usipha impumela imidlalo yesigaba seCastle Premier Soccer League edlalwe lamhlanje emini.
Iqembu leLenders libe ngutshiki lobhanqa leqembu leTriangle kungela qembu elenelise ukulitshayela emambuleni emdlalweni oqhutshelwe enkundleni yeBarber Fields namhla emini. Umqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders uMatinda Ndlovu uthi abafana bakhe bengabe benganqobanga, yebo kodwa badlale ngcono kulalokho abakwenze emdlaleni wabo wesibili abawudlalela iqembu leRentals.
Singene kumdlalo wanamhlanje silokhu sicabanga ngomdlalo wethu olesibili esiwudlalela iqembu leRentals lapho esingadlalanga khona kuhle. Kodwa okungithokozisayo ukuba abafana badlale kuhle namhlanje ngoba benelise ukulichaya ibhola.
Limpumelelo yomdlalo ukuphakathi kweHighlanders leTriangle yisho ukuba iqembu leHighlanders selimiklomelo yisikhombisa ngemva kwemidlalo emithathu, kuthi leTriangle lithole imiklomelo walo wakuqala selokhu kuqale imidlalo yalonyaka. Komunye umdlalo weviki lesithathu odlalwe namhla iqembu leShabane Mine libe ngutshiki lobhanqa 2-2 lele qembu leNikroot. Lo mdlalo uqhutshelwe enkundleni emaglass edolobheni leZwishabane. Imidlalo iqhubekela phambili ngesonto lapho iqembu leRentals lizadlala khona leqembu leYada enkundleni yeRuvaro. Iqembu leMtare City lizadibana leHarare City enkundleni yeNational Sports Stadium. EleBulawayo Chiefs lizadlala leChapungu ngaseLuvivwe, kuthi eleCapes United lizanqikelana leBlack Rhinos. Ngomvulo iqembu leDynamos lizemukela eleHighlanders ngaseRuvaro. Iqembu leShabane Mine lizadlala leChicken Inn ngaseMaglass. Iqembu leNikroot lizemukela eleNkezi Platinum ngaseAscott. LeFC Platinum lizadlala leBulawayo City ngaseMandaba, kuthi eleTriangle lizemukela eleZPC Kariba ngaseGibo. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Woza Woza Friday, kuhlelo Woza Friday kungephasika kunje nje. Sileqembu lembube indosakusa elidume kakhulu ngomculo wesicathamiya lokucula ingoma zokholo. Asizweni okunengi umkhokheli waleli qembu uOscar Siziba exoxa lo msakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisasvang.
Lusuku oluhle lwePhasika
akulanto enhle njengokuthi silibazisane ngamaphimbo amnandi. Namhla avela uqembu lendo sakusa. Abalaleli sebethe gwaqa. Belale umsakazo olohlonze we-Studio 7. Kuhle phela ukuthi balazi leli qembu lona elinamalunga esishiyagalombili.
Indo sakusa The Morning Star. Yaqala ngo-2001 yazi ukuthi yayisese yimpumelelo Shining Stars lapho. Ngakho ke yaqalela enqameni eGwanda eMathabeleni South eMaphane eZimbabwe. Siyabonga.
Abantu abaningi balazi ngegama lenu elidume kakhulu impumelelo Shining Stars. Utheni lapho uqona lelo gama mnumzana Siziva?
Sitshintshe ibizo from Impumelelo Shining Stars to Indosakusa The Morning Star. Lokho kungumbono kaJehova uNkulunkulu osinikeze yona ukuze afeze lokho afuna sikwenze, asinikeze futhi isibane sokuthi asikhanyisele lapho siya khona. Siyabonga.
Abasanda kusixhuma sekuhlelo waza uzo Friday ngekhefu lephasika kunjenje leqembu lendosakusa omelele leli qembu ngumkhokheli walo Oscar Siziba. Ukanti leli qembu selisebenze labanye abaculi abalodumo, yikho njenje labo belodumo.
Sisebenze lamaqembu amaningi kakhulu, sisebenze loJace Maravini, sisebenze lo le Black Mambazo, sisebenze loNkwali, sisebenze ya lamaqembu eThandanani, maningi kakhulu amaqembu ngawabalisa.
Siyakugqibi uhlelo lethu lwanamhlanje ke sizwe ukuthi indosakusa ilamadlalade amangaki lokuthi abafuna ukwathenga bengathola ngaphi.
Silamadlalade angu 9 elesi-10 lizobuya nje masinya. Lamadlalade atholakala e-art gallery koBulawayo kuLeopold Takawira loJoshua Mqabo Womgomo Avenue. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Indosakusa isibusise kamnandi ngamaphimbo amnandi kuhlelo lwabantu woza woza Friday nomajaka ngithi eZimbabwe azithoba inhliziyo. Inhliziyo zenu mazingakhathazeki balaleli, kholisani ikhefu lepasika liziphathe kahle. Ngimele iStudio 7 igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Bani.
Sikhoyo isifo asikho, hayi lasinge bikho, nithi noyana noyana phezulu, noyana 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 nitini noyana noyana phezulu, yekake kuthanda izinto zomhlaba ziyemba zophela kasinya nesona.
Edawu esibanda sibongile kakhulu Ezra Jesus Banda. Singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye izindaba ebezikhokhela.
uZulu weZimbabwe umanyane lamanye amazwe omhlaba angamakholwa esiKristu ekunanzeni ikhefu lephasika kodwa kukhalwa ngokuswelakala kwemali. U-ambassador Harry Thomas Jr., ummeli welemelika eZimbabwe, uthi kuzathatha isikhathi eside kakhulu ukuthi umnotho welizwe leZimbabwe ututuke. Silugcina-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguChris Gande Lilala.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifana yokusasa kuStudio 7.
Kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.